One day, this book will be read by a person without a body. This prediction will almost certainly come true before the end of the 21st century, perhaps even by 2040. Consider, we already know with some confidence that the mind is a machine that processes information. Connecting it to a computer, one with the capacity to simulate an entire world, is a fully plausible outcome and, I would argue, an inevitable one. Through developments in the field of quantum metrology, we are already able to create sensors that can listen to the electromagnetic whispers of the activity of clusters of neurons. Biocompatible carbon nanotubes, which are immensely strong and immensely conductive, hold promise as neural laces, the building blocks of connections to individual neurons. If a brain can connect to a computer, whatever that eventually means, and if the computers of the future can create worlds that are as detailed or more detailed than the one we know today, then surely a life mediated by the limits of a physical body will one day seem a pale shadow of the life of the unfettered mind. This theoretical reader without a body, what some would call a post-human, will be able to access and process information in ways we can't even begin to understand today. What might it feel like to consume this text as information directly delivered to your mind in a digital reality? Maybe comprehension and integration of the book's ideas will happen instantly or non-linearly. The hundreds of concepts forming into structures in the post-human brain at the speed of an exploding firework. Perhaps these disembodied readers will ingest this book via new senses that haven't yet been invented, or will revel in a synesthetic poetry of sounds, smells, and touch as they explore concepts with a fidelity and detail impossible through the bodily senses alone. The adventures we read about in history, science fiction, or fantasy could become the actual embodied reality of a post-human society. This post-human will live 1,000 parallel lives in realities we can barely fathom. As technology and its applications continue to improve and evolve, we're approaching a new epoch in human history, one in which the possibilities of our lives will diverge from the limits of our bodies. At that point, the world of ideas will generate actual worlds that we can inhabit, constructed realities that will exist in conversation with the physical world. Achieving this vision requires no new physics, only the inevitable waves of improvement and upgrade that we've become so good at as a species. The physical tools we've devised have transformed the Earth while enhancing our lives upon it. Our many cultural technologies, the myths and stories and rituals that have grown up alongside our tools, give form and meaning to our innovations. Reshaping our environments for good or ill has been key to the survival of our species since prehistory. We have always used our imaginations in tandem with our hands to explore new worlds while expanding our own. This is the human impulse, and this dynamic will persist even as our hands will increasingly become just a figure of speech. This vision of a virtual future might strike you as dystopian. Maybe you envision human beings reduced to rows of bloodless, pulsating brains in jars. Or you worry that technological change is happening too fast. Maybe you fear that our own world may devolve into waste and chaos as we escape into cyberspace. Perhaps to you, the prospect of a life mediated by machines seems like one in which we'll be deprived of our essential humanity.